Welcome to today's story. We'll learn English through the inspiring life of Swami Vivekananda, a man who taught the world to believe in themselves. His words, "Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached," will fire up your heart and improve your English as you listen. Let's dive into his powerful journey. The birth of a legend. Imagine a young boy born in a small town in India who would one day inspire millions across the globe with his wisdom, courage, and love for humanity. This boy was Swami Vivekananda, a man who changed how the world saw India and its spiritual heritage. Swami Vivekananda wasn't just a monk. He was a thinker, a leader, and a fighter who taught us how to live with purpose, strength, and kindness. Born as Narendranath Dada on 12th of January 1863 in Kolkata, India, he grew up in a family that taught him deep values, discipline, and compassion. His father, Vishwanath Dada, was a successful lawyer, and his mother, Bhuvaneshwari Devi, was a deeply spiritual woman. From the very beginning, Narendra was special, a mix of intelligence, curiosity, and fearlessness. Narendra was not an ordinary child. He was energetic, mischievous, and bold. But behind this playful nature was a brilliant mind and a kind heart. Let me share some of the most inspiring moments from his childhood. As a young boy, Narendra and his friends used to play near a big tree in their neighborhood. One day, an elder told them, "There's a ghost in that tree. Don't go near it." All the children became scared, except for Narendra. He said, "If there is a ghost, let me see it." He climbed the tree confidently and sat there for hours. When he came down, he told everyone, "There is no ghost. It was just your fear." This story teaches us how Swami Vivekananda always questioned superstitions and fear. He believed in seeking the truth and facing challenges boldly. Narendra's mother was his first teacher, and she taught him valuable lessons through small actions. Narendra's mind was like a sponge. He could read a book once and remember everything in it. His thirst for knowledge was unmatched. He would ask deep, challenging questions to his teachers like, "Have you seen God? What is the purpose of life? Why are some people poor and others rich?" While most teachers couldn't answer his questions, his hunger for truth only grew stronger. After his father passed away, Narendra's family faced financial struggles. There were days when they didn't have enough food. Do you know what he did? Narendra used to lie to his family, saying, "I have already eaten." He wanted his mother and siblings to eat without worry. This selfless act showed his deep love for his family and taught us the value of sacrifice. In his search for answers, Narendra met Sri Ramakrishna, a simple man who lived a spiritual life. When Narendra asked, "Have you seen God?" Ramakrishna replied, "Yes, I see God as clearly as I see you." This meeting changed Narendra's life forever. Ramakrishna became his mentor, teaching him that God lives in every human being and that serving humanity is the greatest form of worship. After meeting Sri Ramakrishna, Narendra's life began to change in ways he could never imagine. Ramakrishna wasn't just a teacher. He became a father figure, a guide, and the key to unlocking Narendra's true potential. But before we dive into his transformation into Swami Vivekananda, let's explore more stories that made him unforgettable. Even as a young man, Narendra had an incredible passion for reading. He would sit for hours, lost in books about philosophy, science, history, and spirituality. It is said that he once borrowed a book from a library, finished reading it in a single day, and returned it the next morning. The librarian didn't believe him and asked, "Did you really read the book, or just skim through it?" Narendra confidently replied, "Ask me anything from the book." The librarian was shocked when Narendra answered every question correctly. This love for knowledge wasn't just for himself. Narendra believed that education was the key to solving the world's problems. He would often tell others, "Fill your mind with high thoughts, and you will always walk with your head held high." Narendra was a curious student who never accepted anything without proof. One day, he asked Ramakrishna, "How can I believe in God when I haven't seen him?" Ramakrishna smiled and said, "Close your eyes and meditate. You will feel God within you." At first, Narendra was skeptical, but after spending time with Ramakrishna, he started to experience something profound. He realized that God wasn't just in temples or books. God was in every living being. This realization shook him. Ramakrishna also taught him to serve humanity. "If you want to see God," Ramakrishna said, "serve the poor, the hungry, and the needy. That is the greatest worship." These lessons became the foundation of Swami Vivekananda's future mission. Narendra's friends often asked him, "How do you remember everything you read?" He revealed his secret: focus. He would read with such concentration that nothing could distract him. Once, while studying, his friends were talking loudly nearby. When they stopped, they asked if they had disturbed him. Narendra looked up, surprised, and said, "I didn't even hear you." His ability to focus became one of his greatest strengths, helping him achieve incredible success later in life. He believed that true focus could help anyone overcome challenges. As Narendra's popularity grew, many admired his intelligence and charisma. One day, a wealthy woman approached him and said, "You are so brilliant and handsome. Will you marry me?" Narendra replied with a smile, "I am already married, to truth and knowledge." The woman was shocked, but inspired by his dedication. This story shows how committed Narendra was to his mission. He didn't let distractions or temptations pull him away from his path. After Ramakrishna passed away in 1886, Narendra felt lost. But soon he realized that his mentor had prepared him for a greater mission. Along with Ramakrishna's other disciples, he began spreading his teachings. To dedicate his life to this cause, he renounced all worldly attachments and took the name Swami Vivekananda. But life wasn't easy. As a monk, he often wandered from village to village with no money, no food, and no place to stay. Yet he remained determined. When people insulted him or turned him away, he only grew stronger. He believed, "Strength is life, weakness is death." In 1893, Swami Vivekananda received an invitation to represent India at the World's Parliament of Religions in Chicago. This was his chance to share India's spiritual wisdom with the world. But there was one problem. He had no money for the journey. Do you know what he did? Swami Vivekananda wrote letters to his followers asking for help. Some people donated money, while others gave him clothes and supplies. With their support, he finally boarded a ship to America. The journey wasn't easy. He faced racism, discrimination, and even hunger. But Swami Vivekananda never complained. He focused on his goal: to make the world understand India's rich spiritual heritage. While on the ship, a fellow traveler asked him, "Why do you always speak so kindly to others, even those who insult you?" Swami Vivekananda smiled and said, "My mother taught me that a knife can either harm or help. I choose to use my words to heal, not hurt." This simple answer showed the depth of his wisdom and compassion. When Swami Vivekananda reached Chicago, he realized something shocking. The people there looked down on him because of his Indian clothes and dark skin. At first, he struggled to find a place to stay or food to eat. But he didn't give up. It was November 11, 1893, and the hall at the World's Parliament of Religions in Chicago was filled with scholars, thinkers, and spiritual leaders from all over the world. The event was prestigious, and every speaker came with prepared notes and polished speeches. Swami Vivekananda, however, had no written speech. He only carried his faith, wisdom, and love for humanity. When his turn came, he stood up in his traditional saffron robes, looking calm and composed. The moment he said, "Sisters and brothers of America," something magical happened. The audience, which had been formal and serious until then, erupted in applause. The hall echoed with claps, cheers, and whistles for nearly 2 minutes. People were moved, not just by his words, but by the way he addressed them with warmth and inclusivity. Swami Vivekananda didn't speak to impress. He spoke to connect. He spoke about the essence of India's spiritual teachings and the importance of harmony among religions. Here are some key points from his speech. Unity in diversity. He explained how all religions are paths to the same truth. He said, "As the different streams, having their sources in different places, all mingle their water in the sea, so, O Lord, the different paths which men take, all lead to Thee." This message of unity touched everyone's hearts. The spirit of tolerance. He shared how India had welcomed people of different faiths for centuries. "I am proud to belong to a nation which has sheltered the persecuted and the refugees of all religions and all nations of the earth," he said. A warning against religious intolerance. Swami Vivekananda didn't shy away from pointing out the dangers of religious fanaticism. He called for love and respect among all faiths, saying that hatred only leads to destruction. The audience was captivated. They listened to him for over 2 hours, completely mesmerized. Many people later said it felt as though they were listening to a divine voice. Some even had tears in their eyes, feeling inspired and humbled. After his speech, Swami Vivekananda became an instant celebrity. Newspapers across America praised him, calling him a spiritual genius and the voice of India. People from all walks of life wanted to meet him, learn from him, and understand more about India's spiritual heritage. His calm demeanor, sharp intellect, and magnetic personality made him a favorite among everyone. It wasn't just what he said, it was how he made people feel. He gave them hope, strength, and a new way of looking at the world. Before Swami Vivekananda's speech, many Westerners had a narrow and often negative view of India. They thought of it as a land of poverty, superstitions, and snake charmers. But after hearing him, their perspective changed completely. One American woman wrote in her diary, "If this is what Indian culture produces, then we must learn from them." His words had the power to not only educate, but also inspire respect and admiration for India. After the Parliament, Swami Vivekananda spent several months traveling across the United States, giving lectures and meeting people. Everywhere he went, large crowds gathered to hear him speak. He talked about topics like the importance of self-confidence, the need to rise above selfishness and greed, the value of helping others. He also gave simple yet profound teachings like, "Take risks in life. If you win, you can lead. If you lose, you can guide." People often asked him, "Swami, how can we live a good life?" He would reply, "The best way to live is to serve others, Love and service are the highest forms of worship. While Swami Vivekananda was admired by many, not everyone welcomed him warmly. Some teachers and religious leaders in America felt threatened by his popularity. They tried to discredit him by spreading false rumors. But Swami Vivekananda never reacted with anger or hatred. Instead, he smiled and said, "Criticism is the price of greatness. It only makes me stronger." One evening, after a long day of lectures, Swami Vivekananda was walking in a park when he saw a poor man sitting under a tree, shivering in the cold. Without hesitation, he took off his own shawl and gave it to the man, saying, "You need this more than I do." This small act of kindness touched everyone who witnessed it. Swami Vivekananda's greatness wasn't just in his words, it was in his actions. Swami Vivekananda believed deeply in the power of young people. He often said, "You are the creators of your own destiny. Believe in yourself, and you will be unstoppable." When someone asked him, "What is your advice to the youth?" he replied, "Be fearless. Work hard. Help others." He encouraged them to dream big and never give up, no matter how hard life gets. After winning the hearts of the West, Swami Vivekananda knew his mission was far from complete. His journey was not just about inspiring others, it was about transforming humanity and awakening the sleeping spirit of his beloved India. He returned to his homeland in 1897, greeted by thousands who saw him as a hero, a symbol of strength and wisdom. Swami Vivekananda was deeply pained by the poverty, suffering, and lack of self-confidence in his country. But he believed in the potential of every Indian. At a gathering, he thundered, "Arise, awake, and stop not until the goal is reached." This simple yet powerful call became a mantra for the youth of India. He urged people to break free from superstition, fear, and passivity. He said, "You are the makers of your own destiny. Stand up, be strong, and take responsibility for your life." Swami Vivekananda believed that education was the key to India's revival. But for him, true education was not just about books and degrees. He said, "Education is the manifestation of the perfection already in man." He dreamed of an India where every child had the opportunity to learn, grow, and achieve greatness. Swami Vivekananda had a way of explaining life in the simplest and most profound words. Some of his teachings include: 1. Focus on the present. Do one thing at a time, and while doing it, put your whole soul into it to the exclusion of all else. He taught people to stop worrying about the past or future and focus entirely on the present moment. 2. Embrace challenges. In a day when you don't come across any problems, you can be sure that you are on the wrong path. He saw obstacles as opportunities for growth. 3. Be fearless. Strength is life, weakness is death. He constantly reminded people that fear is the greatest enemy. 4. Lifelong learning. Learn as if you were to live forever. Swami Vivekananda believed that every day is an opportunity to learn and grow. Swami Vivekananda didn't just preach, he lived by his words. One of the most inspiring stories from his life happened during a lecture in Kolkata. A young man approached him and said, "Swami, I want to achieve greatness, but I don't know how." Swami Vivekananda smiled and replied, "Take up one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it, dream of it, live on that idea. Let your brain, muscles, nerves, and every part of your body be full of that idea, and just leave every other idea alone. This is the way to success." The young man followed his advice and later became a successful businessman who credited Swami Vivekananda for changing his life. Swami Vivekananda believed that spirituality was the foundation of a strong life. But for him, spirituality wasn't about rituals. It was about service, love, and selflessness. He often said, "You have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul." He practiced what he preached. Once, during a drought, Swami Vivekananda worked day and night to distribute food and water to the starving villagers. When asked why he was doing this, he replied, "Serving others is the greatest worship." Many people wondered how Swami Vivekananda managed to do so much in his life. What was his secret? He once revealed, "The secret of life is to have no fear and no distractions. Be fully present in everything you do." He also emphasized discipline and focus. Think deeply, but don't overthink. Worrying doesn't solve problems. Actions do. Work hard and trust the results to come. As Swami Vivekananda traveled across India, he continued to inspire millions. His health, however, began to deteriorate due to overwork. Despite this, he never stopped. He believed his mission was more important than his own comfort. He told his disciples, "It is not life that matters, but the courage you bring to it. Even if I die tomorrow, my work will live on." On the 4th of July, 1902, Swami Vivekananda passed away at the young age of 39. But even in his final moments, he was calm and full of wisdom. Before his passing, he meditated deeply and told his disciples, "I have done my work. Now it is time for me to leave. Be strong, be fearless, and serve others." Swami Vivekananda's life was short, but his impact was eternal. His teachings continue to inspire people worldwide. He showed us how to live with courage, compassion, and purpose. His words remain a guiding light for anyone seeking greatness. All the powers in the universe are already ours. It is we who have put our hands before our eyes and cry that it is dark. Swami Vivekananda's life proves that one person can change the world with determination, faith, and love for humanity. His story is not just history. It is a living lesson for all of us. Let his life inspire you to rise above your fears, dream big, and make a difference in the world.